This is a Studio B production.
Come one, come all to a beautiful show. It's gonna be awesome and some other stuff. Some other musical stuff.
Welcome to episode 16 of Talk Music to Me. The website is talkmusictomeslc.com. My name is Alan Martindale.
And I'm Jess Screener.
And Jess Screener, how are you?
Oh my God, it's been so long.
The theme of this show is just always that it's been so long since we last recorded this
show.
Yeah,
but I'm going to change it.
This one's bad though, because this one's been a year and a half.
It's been a year and a half.
Well,
upon requests from people and also my badgering, it's coming back, baby.
Well, I'm glad. I miss doing it. I miss doing it a lot.
I know. We were driving over here and I'm like, I'm so nervous. I haven't been in front of a microphone in so long.
On this show, on this episode, we are going to talk about, we went on the Flogging Molly cruise again. The Salty Dog cruise.
Mm-hmm.
That was a lot of fun. We talked about it last year, but we have some pointers and to do's and some to don'ts. For the cruise, we'll get to that. And just real quick for anyone who's not been around, what's up? What's new?
What's new? What's Oh my gosh. Well, the reason that I was really pushing for this is because we had an amazing October, which I referred to as Rocktober, because we literally went to so many shows. And it was so incredible, and we had such a fun month.
It was like a show every night.
There was a show like
it wasn't every night, but it was a lot.
It was a lot, and then we went directly on the cruise, and so we have to get back to this just because we need to talk about it.
Yeah, that would have been October would have been the month definitely to get back in here and start doing it. We saw so many bands though.
So many bands. I'm trying to think of all of them. I'm still upset that the Distillers canceled
Was the show you were really, really looking forward to.
I was extremely depressed when they canceled, and I'm still depressed, and I really hope that they're going to come back, because that was like over a decade of being excited to see them. So Distillers, please come back.
Well, and how did you feel after the month of going? Like, it's different when you're in your 20s.
Yes.
And it's exciting. We are in our late 30s. I am in my late 30s. I'm not quite there yet. You're mid-30s.
I'm over the cusp.
Are you over the cusp officially?
I'm officially.
How did it feel?
Well, so we talked about this with our very good friend Nate, who's we're going to be dragging onto the show.
Probably next show. Probably.
Yes, next one. Nate, it's on. But we were talking about it because there was a few shows where we just got burned out, and midweek shows were becoming very difficult because when you're an adult and there's kids in your life and responsibilities, it's not the same as when you're 20 and you're just a little bit tired. It's like, oh my God, there's a concert on Tuesday.
I know, I have to go again.
We got a little bit burned out. I don't remember what show it was where we felt burned out.
Well, the good thing was, it seemed like as the month went on, the shows got better.
They did, and I want to thank Mass Intruder for bringing back the happy with going to shows. We saw them at Kilby Court, and
if you're not local, you probably don't know what Kilby Court is. It's like the old venues when you were young going to shows, like a basement type thing. It's literally in a little garage.
It is. And it's
an all ages venue.
I love it. I spent so much time there over the last two decades that it's ridiculous.
And Masked Intruder came to this little teeny tiny venue and
killed it.
There were kids in the audience.
For the bomb pops. And the bomb pops were awesome. Their drummer's ridiculously good.
He is insane.
I'm sorry, ladies. I was watching the drummer. He was just ridiculously good.
Yeah, just crazy.
And shout out to the lady. I wish I knew their names, but the kids that were there, I mean, it had to have changed their lives to have those women singing to them and playing their guitar to them.
There were a lot of, and these kids were, they were little girls.
Like six, maybe?
Maybe six.
I'd say eight.
6 to 10.
Yeah.
In that range. And they had their big earmuffs on, and it was super loud. And the two ladies, the front women for the Bomb Pops, totally played into it and built them up. And
that's got to be life-changing for them.
It's got to be really cool.
And it
really
was cool. Adorable to watch. Like, it was, it made my little heart happy. And then the Masked Intruder.
And then Masked Intruder came on, and
they're so fucking funny.
They're so good. They're so good.
And but they're also freaking hysterical. And so it was a game changer as far as feeling good about the shows again. Mm-hmm. And then we got to take Alan's son, Luke.
You got to bring the 14-year-old.
Yep. And how many punk shows have we taken him to?
I don't know. I think that was probably his second or third.
Yeah.
I think it's second.
Which was awesome. And yeah. It was the first small venue show.
So
we
got to show him what my childhood was like, going to shows where it's not, you know, because we took him to Pennywise and Rancid, and that was a much bigger show. That felt like a rock star show.
And this is like in the garage.
Yeah, and this is in the garage, and it was just a lot of fun.
It was so much so. Masked Intruder, we love you.
I mean, if you ever get a chance to see, even if you don't love their music, like their music is a little too poppy for me, but I love it now because I love those guys. Mm-hmm. But their live show is amazing.
Yes,
it's something else for sure. We did not get to see Gwar. We were going to be. You broke your foot.
I did. You guys, I broke my foot. I was on a scooter, a knee scooter for Frank Turner and the Sleeping Souls. Is that it?
Yes.
Okay. Good.
So anyway, we didn't get to see Gwar. That was on the list. Distillers canceled. Then Frank Turner rolled into town. So in the same week, it was supposed to be the Distillers, Frank Turner, and then Frank Turner and Amigo the Devil.
Yep.
And that was like...
And I had literally broken my foot the day before Distillers and was struggling. So I was very nervous about going to that show, but I was relieved that I didn't have to be on my scooter at it, but also I was very depressed that they didn't show up.
Yeah, it was a bummer. And then Frank Turner, it was a different kind of thing. And if you saw him on this last tour, you know... Really kind of a...
Acoustic.
It's acoustic. You sit down. It was just a different type of show.
Yeah, I've never been in seats at
I was like, I don't know about this.
Yeah.
But it actually ended up being amazing. Really, I really enjoyed it.
And that was my first official Frank Turner show.
Yeah, you'd never seen him before.
And I want to tell him thank you and God damn you because I laughed, I loved, I bawled. I blame him for all of it. Mm-hmm. So good and bad.
Yep.
But it was an incredible show. It was absolutely amazing.
Yeah, you loved it, right?
I loved it.
And then we wrapped up October with Amigo the Devil. This was the highlight for me.
Oh, yeah.
Because I love Amigo the Devil. I've seen him, like 4 times in the last year alone.
Uh-huh.
He is my favorite. He's my favorite right now.
And he doesn't know it, but you guys are best friends.
Yeah, we're best friends. He doesn't know it yet. And you know, one day I'll sneak into his house in the middle of the night and I'll just, you know, drip some of my blood into his mouth just so he'll know. Oh. That way we'll be bonded forever.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, it was such a great show. And, of course,
Twin Temple
opened.
Oh, my God.
And
what did you say? They're the most something... Satanic doo-wop something.
They're a satanic doo-wop band, and you have to see it.
Well, first and foremost, she has one of the most amazing voices I've ever heard.
Yeah, the singer, she's
tiny incredible. And mighty.
Yeah.
But the whole stage setup, it's all in red light, and
it's a satanic ritual. The whole thing's a satanic ritual. And it's such an incredible show.
And the band themselves are so freaking good.
Yeah.
They're so good. And then you've got the fact that this whole satanic thing is going on, which is just ridiculously fun.
Right.
And then there's the point where she does the ritual, and she takes a goblet, a silver goblet, and drinks from it, and then spits it
all over the crowd.
And it's blood in quotation marks. And then she takes it and if you're going to get, what is it?
I don't know. I just call
anointed.
We're anointed into the satanic army.
Yeah,
now.
Because she tapped our little foreheads. We have a great
picture.
She
wiped blood on our foreheads.
Oh my God, it was so much freaking fun.
So much fun. They were so good. And then King Dude was in between Twin Temple and Amigo the Devil. I think I like his recorded stuff. It's just you can't follow Twin Temple.
It was a little bit
with
too slow.
With a dude and a guitar.
Yeah.
With brooding songs, you know, It was just slow. It just felt like the whole mood kind of sucked out. And which sucks because I think he's actually really talented and really good. But you just followed a satanic ritual.
And it was amazing.
And it with doo-wop music. And it was
incredible. So much fun. And you know what? Alan knows I don't generally like to go to the front for shows. And
I kind of made you on this one, though.
No, but I wanted to be. You better believe, because I love Twin Temple.
Right.
You better believe that I was up in the front on my knee scooter. And thank you for the people who allowed me to come in with
that
thing.
Very nice.
They were very nice. And it's the only time that I would have gone up to the front, honestly. Yeah. So,
and then Amigo the Devil comes out and just does what he always does. Just
ridiculous. He's the most, like,
he's
amazing.
The best performer. It's just one dude, a banjo and a guitar, mm-hmm. and he's the best performer I've ever seen in my entire life. He's mm-hmm. my favorite songwriter. He's my favorite performer right now. And look at that. He's not even punk.
He's not punk.
He's not even punk. Look at and you. He's my favorite. He's my absolute favorite.
Look at you.
That's what we call growth.
You're growing into the whole horror genre.
You get
which,
to be almost 40, and finally you grow a little bit.
Aw, you accept Satan into your life.
I have. Well, I accepted Satan a long time ago.
I know.
So.
And we sweated to death because it was at Urban Lounge, which is another local venue that just gets insane.
Just a little sweaty bar.
It's a little sweaty bar. And
he's not going to be able to play there anymore.
No, though. He's too big.
He's on the verge of really breaking out. And I think Twin Temple might actually
Same
surpass
thing.
Him.
Yeah.
Because they came with Ghost. They did a tour with Ghost and people, mm-hmm. they started to get a buzz and everyone had heard about them. And now they're starting to blow up.
I think maybe that's what made that show a little bit more important, because in the back of my head, we were talking about this, we just kept thinking, like, this is the last time we're going to be able to be this close to these guys.
Yep.
And
yep.
this is the last small show that we're going to be able to be right in the front row type thing. And we waited until God knows what time so that we could talk to Amigo the Devil. And he's the sweetest thing ever.
He just waits to meet everybody after. It's just, he's just such a nice guy.
And we'll post the picture. He took a picture with us. Like, well, we got to see him twice in October.
Yeah, twice within like 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks. Because he opened for Dropkick Murphys. And that was like, man, because he just played for like 20 minutes.
I know. It just wasn't the same.
And it's in a big, huge venue. And there's no one there because mm-hmm. no one gives a shit, and then Dropkick Murphys come out, and it's just like, ugh.
I know.
It's not what I was looking for.
But we have a cute picture with him, and thank you so much. He stayed until the absolute very end to say hello to everyone and was so kind. And
you could tell he's wiped because the show started late too. Yeah. When you think of what you want your favorite artist to be like, that's what you want.
Mm-hmm.
It's him. Guys, should we move on?
Yes, absolutely. Okay, so we're talking about the cruise, baby.
The cruise.
So, I mean, it's the Flogging Molly cruise, but I always call it the Salty Dog cruise.
I think that's what it's called. I don't think people would know what it meant if you said just the Salty Dog cruise.
Yeah,
you know
people usually get very confused when I say Salty Dog cruise, and then I'm like, pirates. And then they look at me even more confused, and I'm like, just kidding, never mind. But so this cruise, I just wanted to do like a quick background about it that I just did like a super quick search. I guess it started in 2015, and I remember seeing like notifications
for this. Ever I was like, fuck, I really want to go
on
this thing.
I know. Well, then they had the year, so there's bands, like some of the past bands have been Bouncing Souls, NoFX, Rancid, Offspring, Lagwagon, Vandals, which is Alan's favorite, Mad Caddies, Pinata Protest. This last one was Frank Turner and Pennywise.
Face to Face,
the Bronx, Punk Rock Karaoke. And so I remember seeing it all the time, and there's the year that Bouncing Souls was on it, and I was just kicking myself.
That's the one that got me. I was like, God damn it.
I was just kicking myself, and at the time I was like in grad school and just didn't think there was any way I could ever afford to go, because I never looked into it. I think I just didn't want to like break my own heart about it.
Right, same.
And then we met, and we had like been talking about it, and it just kind of happened to, we just figured it out at the last minute and went last year for our first year. And so we kind of wanted to talk about it because we figured people who are interested there, I was like, well, tell me about it. And rather than having to go through the whole thing, I'm like, let's just record a podcast about it.
Well, and that's a really good idea too. So we'll just start it off. If you're thinking about going and you can swing it, go.
They said it. So our first year, we're at the airport. We're running into people who we can tell are going on the cruise, and you can tell. We see our people.
Right.
I called it the migration has begun from all the different countries and states.
Right.
And people would stop us and tell us like, oh, is this your first year? And we were like, yeah. And they're like, it's life changing. And I remember thinking like, oh, sure. That's what everybody says.
Right.
But in fact, it is. It's a completely different thing. Anyone who's a big concert goer who loves this stuff, it is. Well, now 4 days, but last year was 3 days full of concerts. This year it was 4 days. It's literally just going to concerts. And it's
a festival on a boat is
what
it is.
It's with all the people like you. And it's...
That's the big thing. Because you can go to shows anywhere. But the fact that you're kind of in a... more or less trapped with people who are like you. And you don't have to feel awkward. And there's no dress-up nights. And,
there's no.
You know, even though they say the restaurants you need to have, you know... it's a dress code. I went in with a fucking hat every night. Like, it didn't matter.
Oh, I had
no
on
one
my,
stressed me at all.
I had my punk rock vest on.
Yeah, and, it didn't matter.
And, I mean, that's the one thing, I don't know if anyone else feels this way. We've talked about this a lot, and when we first met, that was, like, one of the main things I just, and I still love it about you, is that you can tell people who love music and going to concerts.
Yep.
I would say, like, we all look a certain way. We've usually got a band t-shirt on. We're hoodie wearers. We've got our vests.
Let's put it this way. If you've ever been asked if you're in a band.
Oh, yeah.
Then you're our people.
Or if you're in roller derby. I got asked that a lot.
You got asked that a lot, yeah.
A lot, which I took that as a huge compliment, because chicks in roller derby are badass.
Badass.
And so it's, and something else is, if you're thinking about it, do it.
Yes.
And do it now. The 2020 has already been announced. I don't know the exact date.
We're not getting paid for this either.
We're not getting paid. We're just doing it because... because
we had a good time.
We have a good time. We love the bands. We love the people. We've met a lot of our closest friends from this cruise, and it's been life-changing. And so if you are thinking about doing it, then definitely go. And then a second, we're going to start the tips and tricks about right now. Once it gets announced, the best cabins on the ship go for the cheapest ones. And those are the ones that go first. So if you think it's going to be a little bit too expensive, book quick.
You did a smart thing, though, because you went on, there's a Facebook group. This is the other thing. Join the Facebook group. The Facebook group's pretty cool.
Yeah. And it's called the, what's it? Salty Dog Cruise Shipmates.
It's called Flogging Molly Cruise Shipmates.
Shipmates.
And so, yeah.
Which I also think is just adorable. I love being referred to as a shipmate, and there's some pride in that.
There is some pride.
There's some pride. For sure. It's almost like the same equivalent of getting a tattoo. It's like, yeah, man, I survived the Flogging Molly Cruise.
So, first thing, definitely join that Facebook group. But you did the smart thing, and you kind of asked other people, because we can give stuff that we think. But we thought, you know, you had a good idea that it was important to ask some other people who are probably more veteran than we are doing this thing.
Who have been there since the beginning.
And who've had different experiences and kind of what their tips are. It's funny because there are a couple tips from people who are very adamant that are completely opposed to each other.
Oh, can I start it?
Yes.
Okay, so the first one that came in, I loved it because I posted it. She literally posted like a minute later, and it's from Marnina. And she said, don't overplan, go with the flow, keep an open mind about who and what you want to see. And then right after, Vicky, because I just adore her, said plan.
Yeah.
And so like...
But there's multiple people who are saying, don't plan.
And other people are like, plan.
You got to plan.
And I wanted to like piggyback on that, because for me, like I'm gonna say what people said from the group, and then I'm going to piggyback off of it with my tip, and then you let me know what you think too. Is that every day on the cruise, you get a lineup for the day. And so in the morning, the evening before?
Well, yeah, they have the lineup posted before, but you're right.
Yeah, so you don't know the exact times till you're on the boat, right?
Right. Well, no, I don't think so.
Really? Is it earlier?
Yeah, I had it on before we even got to Fort Lauderdale, I think.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I was behind. I didn't look at it. But I think the main thing, you kind of have to decide like what you want to do, because this cruise has destinations. So this last year, it went to Key West, and then it went to Coco Cay. And then it was just a day of sailing. And generally the way that it works is in the mornings, you have the day kind of open to go do excursions and things like that. And then the music starts by about, what, 5, 6?
Yeah, probably something like that.
Yeah. And so you kind of have to sit down and in your mind say, do I want to do any excursions when we're at the stops? Do I not? Like... And for me, that would be like, what's really important to you to do on the cruise? And so when we were looking at it, as soon as it got announced, Alan was like, oh my God, they have these slides at Coco Cay. Yeah. And so that was a have to do that.
So I will say this, Key West, don't
kind of boring.
Fuck off Key West. There's nothing. It's such an old lady tourist trap.
Okay, here's the cons. Tell us the cons about Key West.
I will tell you, the only thing to do in Key West is to drink.
Uh-huh.
But you can stay on the boat and drink for free. So why not just stay on the boat and drink for free? Key West sucks.
We did eat this last time. We had some amazing fish tacos there. So that was pretty cool.
The Key West? Oh, that's right. We did. Yeah. I mean, it's basically if you are a grandma and you're in your 60s or 70s.
There's shopping. So if you
And
have
it's such
to,
touristy trap
it's,
stuff.
It's touristy shopping. So if you do, if you need to pick up stuff for people, that's where I would do it. Alan knows. No, I made him.
Don't do it. Don't.
I was going to say, there's one store I like there that I'm like, I just want to go to that one
don't,
store.
No, but. Don't get off the boat. If there's nothing to see in Key West. It's so boring.
Oh my God. It was so sad. I was
so
like,
so boring.
We had sat down. We're like, what do you want to do in Key West? And I was like, I just want to stop by that one store really quick. And then I was like, I want to sit in a bar and just drink at Key West. Every fucking bar we went to, we didn't know what was going on. We would sit there. Nobody's there. The one guy wouldn't even help us. And then a whole bunch of people came in. So that sucked. So we're like, okay, never mind. Let's go to another bar. We walk into another bar. Literally a minute later, like 50 people come in.
At least this bartender was nice, though. She was so like, look, nice. I'm sorry. It's a pub crawl that just came in. I got to serve them real quick.
And so we hung out. And then, she made me like the biggest Moscow Mule I've ever had. And it was amazing.
So, yeah, I mean, it was good. I mean, we drank and that's fun. But we could have stayed on the boat and drank for free.
We could have explored the boat. We did explore the boat more this year than we did last year. And so I would say just if you book, once you book, decide what you want to do. And Coco Cay was fucking awesome. Yeah. It was awesome.
Coco Cay, I think they're going back there this year. It's just basically the cruise line owns a water slide. Or they own an island.
Perfect day in Coco Cay.
They own an island, and it's basically just a water park. Go. It's fun. It's super fun.
Okay, so as before mentioned, I had broken my foot and still had said broken foot on the cruise, which kind of sucked, but we made the best of it. And so I told Alan he was on his own because the slide, I don't even know how tall it was. How tall was that?
I don't know, but it's the tallest slide in North America. I do know that.
And you get up to 55 miles an hour? Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was no way. And he went on it, which was awesome. So Coco Cay is, you get there and there's like a public area. Like, that doesn't cost, right?
Yeah, they have, like, pools that, like, swim up bar and all that
kind
of stuff.
Swim up bar. And then they have an area that you do have to pay for that has the slides. And there's, like, there's the big-ass slide. There's the raft slide. There's a wave pool.
Yeah, they have a bunch of cool stuff. And, like, It's a water park.
There's a kids area. People bring their kids.
Yeah, if you have kids, for sure. Here's the deal. If you're going to get tickets to that, they'll get it beforehand. Don't get it on the boat. Like twice as much once you buy it on the boat.
Oopsied. And also, it worked out great because we figured out that the raft ride sets you down all gentle at the end. So I got to ride one of the rides with the broken foot.
It was fun.
It was awesome. And Alan knows I don't like doing that. So he convinced me. So thank you. That was really fun.
So we do recommend the water slide.
Oh, the swim up bar. Okay, I want to talk about the swim up bar. Number one, the water was cold, but I loved it because my foot hurt and it was great. And we drank way too much, and there was freaking iguanas next to, like, on the little islands in the middle of the pool. So I loved the swim up bar.
Yeah, like live wild iguanas just chilling on an island in the middle of the pool.
And also, so the area where you can go kind of chill, and like the beach area, there was cocks everywhere.
So many cocks.
There's like roosters.
Where were all the hens?
I don't know. There's roosters everywhere, like stealing food. Like, I don't know if anybody else ran into this, but there were so many birds, like between seagulls and cocks. I didn't want to get food because every time you could tell somebody would get food because all of a sudden the seagulls would all like dive bomb them and you hear screaming. Mm-hmm. So I didn't end up eating. We just drank a lot and I accidentally got super drunk. But they kept making me these amazing rum drinks, so I blame the island. But it was so fun. I'm so glad that we went and hung out. It was
a blast.
Do we want to talk about what happened when we were leaving? Here's a tip of do not try to kill yourself at Coco Cay.
Oh, the guy who dive bombed off the pier.
The guy who dive bombed off
the pier. And I thought we were going to see someone die.
So the pier is this like huge cement pier, like huge, like cars could drive up and down it type thing. And so they had little golf carts that had like six people in them or something, mm-hmm. kind of ferrying people back and forth from the boat to the island. And we're walking back and
Hold on, you got to mention though.
What?
The rockiness, all the rocks that were. It wasn't a beach. It was a rocky beach.
It was like
ocean. And the rocks came out into the ocean, basically. Yes, like it was a rocky. You should never dive into that water, is what we're saying.
And there was
because
signs.
Because you're gonna hit rocks, uh-huh. and there's a good chance you're going to break your neck.
And there was riptide signs everywhere. And it's dark, dark water. Like, it's no good.
Riptide warnings. It was
no good.
The ocean was very rough, very rough.
And the pier is very tall. So it's, you know, you're not going to be able to crawl up. The pier, like, if you get in, you're fucked. You're, like, you have to go to the sharp rocks. And as we were leaving, the weather started kind of coming in, so it was really windy, and so these big waves were slamming against those rocks, and so this little cart goes to go by, and someone's hat blows off, and we see the hat go over, and we're like, oh, bummer. And then right when that happens, we look up just in time to see this guy jump off the cart.
And doesn't hesitate.
Didn't hesitate and jumped off the pier into this water.
To get the hat.
And
I thought he was going to land on those sharp rocks. I literally thought I was going to see someone die.
It was
the dumbest thing I've ever seen anyone do in my life.
It was awful and scary and very terrifying. And suddenly there was like all of these lifeguards tooting their little whistle, like trying to get
I don't
help.
Know where they came from. They had to be come from the water park, but that was far away. I don't know how they
I don't
all
know
of a sudden,
how. I don't know how they knew. Just,
it was like a gaggle of lifeguards come out and they're trying to
get him.
I really thought we were going to see him. If he didn't jump on rocks, I thought the riptide was going to get him or he's going to be thrown against the rocks as he's coming into the beach. I really thought we were going to see someone die.
Yes.
It was very scary.
It was very. And then, of course, my weird mind's like, a shark's going to totally get him. Know it. Yeah. But it was very scary. And I know that when you combine drinking, don't jump off the pier.
That was incredibly
he
dumb.
He was very lucky.
He's very lucky. And I think he's okay.
As
thank
far
God.
As the last I heard, he had his legs were all beat up and cut up, but he got out of the water.
Good.
I think he lost his shoes, but, you know.
Don't do it again.
Don't do it again. So just piece of advice, please don't jump into areas that you're not supposed to, because duh. And yeah. So stick to the great places. That's why it's a cool yes. beach. It's a destination getaway. Like, have fun. Don't be stupid.
Cool.
Oh,
Okay, so the first one you had was...
the planning.
Don't plan, but plan. I do want to say something about this, though.
Yeah.
Plan the bands that you really want to see. But yes. Other than that... don't feel like you have to be on a tight schedule. We got to get here to do this. Like, because sometimes both years you kind of stumble into shows.
They're the best.
And you end up loving the bands that you didn't have any idea you were going
to
love.
Like, shout out to The Attack. Like, that was, we stumbled through last year. And
well, last year, because I'd heard them before and I was like, I want to see them. I didn't really know when they were playing.
Uh-huh.
And I think we kind of were walking through. I'm like, who the fuck is it? This is really good.
Uh-huh.
And it was The Attack. And they're so good. They're so good.
Like, they need to be on the main stage, I think, next year, you guys.
They need to release more records and go on tour out here.
They're just so good.
They need to get out of Florida and come out to the West Coast.
Yes, please.
Please, please.
So, you know, do give yourself some flexibility to go and check out other bands. That's honestly, like, just walk around the boat.
There are tons of hidden gems.
Oh, so many good ones.
And this year, not so much. It seems like there were less bands, so there were less shows going on at once.
Yeah, last year was like any place you went.
It was a show. Right, exactly.
It was a show.
So, a little bit different. Let's see. This is a good one. Another one from Vicky Baker. Hydrate, wash your hands, take your vitamins, try to sleep, take a light coat. Oh, and yes, take a light coat, which I took a hoodie and I was kind of happy I did.
Yeah.
I didn't really need it, but hydrate. This is one that comes up a lot.
We failed last year. We failed.
Drink a lot of water.
Drink a lot of water. Even if you don't feel like you should, do it.
Right. And just for the sake of everyone else, please, God, wash your hands.
I know.
Even if it's just forever, you're trapped on a boat with everybody.
I will admit, I thought last year's boat was a lot more gross than this year. This year didn't seem as gross. I don't know. It seemed a lot cleaner.
Yeah, it did.
And then something that I did, and Alan teased me relentlessly, but we utilized it, so in your face. I created a little emergency kit. I had...
not an emergency kit. You had a medicine.
It was a legit medicine.
It was like a
chest.
A full suitcase just for medicine.
Fuck yes. And because the year before, like, I got sea legs so bad. I'd never been on a cruise before. We drink. We'll get to that more. We drink a little bit too much. We didn't drink water. We didn't eat. And it. Oh man, so sick. So sick. And so I was trying to be smarter this year, and I created this little thing that had everything you could possibly think of. Headache, I got medicine for that. Stomachache, got medicine for that. Motion sick, got medicine for that. You know, like, got a cut, I got Band-Aids. Yeah. You know, I got, yeah. I think just like have something so that you don't have to spend a shit ton of money buying it from the little stores. And we can throw that in the car anytime now. So I say make a little kit.
We're still using it. Here's a big one, and I'll probably hit on this a lot. Sleep. Come back, take naps. We did that, and that was very good this year.
It made it so much better.
You got to sleep, and it's hard, especially if you're going for the first time. It is very exciting because it is, it is like, first of all, it's a cruise. They're always, you know, it's always going to be fun, but it's our type of cruise. You know, it's your type of cruise. You're super excited. And you just want to drink, and you just want to go get the free drink because the drinks are free. It's an open bar.
And you don't want to miss anything.
And you don't want to miss anything, and you're going. And it, you just are going to feel like absolute garbage at some point. It's going to catch up to you. I don't care how young and spry you are. It's going to come catch up to you if you're not sleeping. So definitely just, even if it's like a power nap, a half hour, make that a priority.
Well, okay, so the first year, we were so excited. I do remember it was the last night. And we came back to our cabin because the last night, everything was disgusting. I remember the bathrooms were destroyed. I just remember it was really gross. So we were going.
That was going, last year,
yeah, last night.
Yeah.
And
the Norwegian cruise
line. Yeah, it got nasty in there. Yeah. But we came back just to pee. And I was like, I'm just going to sit on the bed and decide I wanted to go to Piñata protest. I was holding my, like, schedule, and then I woke up in the morning still holding the schedule because I was so exhausted that the second I sat down, I passed out.
It finally caught up to us.
Oh, yeah. God. Yeah. And we were destroyed at the end of that one.
Well, and then they tell you to, you know, get off the goddamn boat. They basically, they have an intercom saying you got to get off the boat.
We had 20 minutes.
And while you're there, you're buying merch and you're getting souvenirs and you're leaving with a lot more than you came with.
Mm-hmm.
So trying to just suddenly throw that in a suitcase and get out of there was tough.
Yeah, and so keep that in mind that the last night you should probably kind of pack your shit up.
Yeah, I felt much better.
Oh, leaving. So
we slept.
I say this story because the first year we drank way too much. Oh man, and we woke up. I was hurting. I think it's the only time Alan seen me hurting this bad. We threw everything in our suitcases. I was so hungover. And it was so humid, and I felt so bad. And we, you know, we're kind of trying to get off the boat, blah, blah, blah. And we run into these ladies who were just refreshed. They had taken showers. They were totally, like, happy. And I just wanted to, like, murder them. But I also was just looking up to them. They're like, oh, yeah, we've done this before. Like,
yeah, we knew.
Yeah, we got up. We had breakfast. You know, like, we're showered. We're ready to go have our day. And I was like, I hate both of you. Yep. But also, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And so I strive to be like those ladies this year. And yep, I think we did pretty good.
We weren't quite as peppy as they were, but we definitely did much better for sure.
Oh yeah. And can I say one last thing?
Yeah,
in reference to medicine, if you get seasick, which I do, this was the first year I got one of those things from my doctor that you can put behind your ear and it's like a seasickness patch. Holy crap. Did that make a huge.
Yeah. I didn't like how it made me feel.
Alan, it made him feel worse.
It made me feel like sick, bizarre
and weird. I felt great. I felt
like I was in a dream.
Great.
I didn't like it at all.
Oh yeah, because with me, I get a little bit seasick, and then if you add in drinking, even worse.
Yeah.
And so I didn't even have
no hydration.
Yeah. So this year I felt great. Like, so if you're someone who gets seasick, I would look into that. I thought it was rad.
And our boy John Ricker just came in with that. Don't get seasick.
Yeah.
By the way, hey John, fuck UK.
What? And I want to touch too on the whole suitcase thing. Bring a bigger suitcase than you think you need because you're gonna buy merch.
Yep.
Unless you're like Vicky, who Vicky Baker, I'm gonna tease you. She says she wrote something. Am I the only one who forgot to get merch again? But I mean, and then plan.
God, I wish I could do that.
I can't.
Like the whole time, I'm thinking, we gotta get merch. Gotta get merch.
Well, and budget for merch because last year and this year spent a lot on merch. We spend a lot on merch.
Yeah.
So
especially if it's band you love,
bring a bigger suitcase and you know budget for merch.
Yep.
And so that was the other thing I wanted to just throw in there.
I'll let you take the next one.
Angel. Okay, Angel, I don't know how to say your last name right. Jablonski?
I think it's Jablonski.
Woohoo! We love the Angel, and they're just the cutest family
ever. Coolest family I've ever met in my life.
She's a tattoo artist. I think they're both artists.
Yeah.
Their son Duncan's rad.
Yeah.
We just adore them.
Scott and
sweetest.
Duncan are super awesome.
They have an
nicest people.
I'm going to give them a shout out. They have an amazing store called Mattersville, and they do Positive Mental Attitude, PMA. And they have merch and other fun stuff. They were giving out the coolest patches on the boat.
The coolest ones. It's MattersvilleShop.com.
Yeah. They're rad. If you guys need
some
gear for the holidays or just in general. We both wear our shirts all the time. We love it.
Yep.
So she said hydrate. So she's kind of touching that. Don't worry about outfits. Just wear what's comfy, which is very true. You're going to be running around. Good shoes for bad knees. Get those legs in shape for stairs, which is totally true. And then if you're vegan, join the vegan group. There's a lot of side groups that you can join off the Shipmates page. And yeah, running up and down those stairs was a little bit brutal on some of those days.
Yeah, you had a broken foot.
Alan's very nice. A couple of them, I did eventually ditch the knee scooter because I was in a walking boot. And I was like, I just screw it. And so like going up the stairs, it did get a bit brutal. And you can wait for the elevators, but you might be waiting for quite some time. So
and then it might be full when it gets there.
Yeah. And the elevator rides can be super fun.
Oh, yeah. They're always fun.
Always get a picture if you can. But yeah, be prepared for stairs. You're going to be running up.
Get a picture of the elevator?
Oh, they do the elevator pictures, the selfie pictures in the elevators pretty funny. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see that.
And so that's what Angel said. I totally agree on all things. And we were talking about shoes. Alan said he's just mostly in flip-flops.
The whole time.
I was in a boot, but I also last year and this year wore shoes because I don't like getting my feet stepped on. And so I was saying wear comfy shoes, but also be okay if they get destroyed because people are spilling their drinks because everybody's got a drink in their hand. Mm-hmm. And so I wouldn't say bring something that you would be devastated that if it got something spilled on it, like you kind of have to be prepared.
For sure.
And I'm going to throw
if
one.
If you're going to go in the pit, then wear shoes. Obviously.
Yeah, if you're going to go in the pit. And then with the whole like comfy outfit, yeah, like you end up just wearing what's comfortable. And this is the only trip where I end up wearing almost every single piece of clothing.
Me too.
So it's okay to overpack on this one because you end up like you get sweaty. Maybe someone spills a drink on you. Maybe you just are going to go do something different. And so, you know, overpack. It's okay.
Yep. Carla McDevitt, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
She also says hydration and naps.
Yep.
Always good. We're going to hit that a lot because it's very true. Drink a lot of water and sleep, for the love of God.
Sleep is good.
You want to take the next one?
Yeah, so Carlos Gonzalez said it's a marathon, not a sprint, is the biggest mistake newbies make with drinking, and we also did this.
Mm-hmm.
Also, when you get to your room, sit your butt down and make a plan for each day of who to see, where to maximize your show experience, then relax and have fun.
And again, it's back to the planning thing. Find the band you have to see.
Yeah, because you'll be sad if you miss them.
You will, but also don't be afraid to wander in and out and go explore the boat. There was a whole skateboard scene going
upstairs.
On.
Upstairs, it was so cool.
We go up there and it's like they're blasting music and there's a ton of people up there just riding on a half pipe.
Yeah, it was rad. And there were so many other parts of the boat that we didn't go to.
Right, right.
And this time when he says sit your butt down, this year we actually went to dinner. And we didn't do that before. And it was fun. It was really fun. And they had great food. So.
And we tried different restaurants too.
Yeah, we went to the different ones.
We even missed face to face because of that, but oh well.
And there's some comments underneath that basically are saying exactly what we're saying about, you know, wander around.
Marnina is also saying forget planning.
I know. She said, just kidding. Forget planning. Do you want to go to the next one?
Let's see.
Molly.
Marnina also, she kind of reiterates on her whole idea of not planning. It's kind of what we said. I've learned that it's so much better to just wander and not get caught up in a tight schedule. There are always bands that we discover that we didn't even know about, which is very true.
Yeah. Like mine was this year. I love the Bronx. I had no idea of Mariachi El Bronx. And they blew my face off. I friggin' loved them.
You loved them. You loved Mariachi El Bronx.
Loved them. Yeah. And he is the... Okay, can we talk about his dancing?
The way he dances on stage with the Bronx. With the Bronx is amazing.
And then they're in their... What is it? What's the outfits that they're in?
Mariachi?
The mariachi?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Mariachi
and then
uniforms or
they had one
outfits?
Of the only women artists that I saw on the boat who was playing a trumpet. Was it trumpet? I don't know.
Yeah,
she was rad.
She was. She was playing the trumpet.
She was rad. I loved that band. That was so much freaking fun. And I wouldn't have ever... I had no idea that they had that band. And they freaking blew my face off. Loved it.
Well, I didn't know it was a real mariachi band. I thought it was kind of like a mariachi cover of their other songs.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's a full-on...
It's a full...
Legitimate mariachi band.
And it's so
and
good.
They're really good.
It is so good. And I'm kind of kicking myself I didn't go back down and get one of their shirts. So, just to show you about that. So...
Molly Cannon says tutus. I guess this was a thing I didn't really know about, people wearing tutus.
I did bring a tutu. I didn't wear it.
I saw some people wearing them, but...
Yeah. Well, I think the whole thing, the coolest part about this cruise is it's come as you are. And, you know...
There people dressed up as T-Rexes and penises.
Oh, my God. Oh, wait. I have a video that we will share of a T-Rex and a penis dancing together. Oh, and Pickle Rick!
Yep, and of course, Pickle Rick.
Pickle Rick. And then there were, I mean, people dressing... Probably how they cannot dress on an average day and freaking having
just
the most
whatever
fun.
You want to whatever you want to wear.
So come as you are, basically, is what I'm taking from that one. And tutus are just very fun to wear, so definitely wear a tutu. Do you want me to do James?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll read his comment. That sounds wrong. James Smith, best plan is to not make plans. Also, since rule one on the daily schedule is to keep private parts covered, keep packing at a bare minimum.
They do say this in each little...
private parts have to be covered, guys.
You get like a like a little flyer for
every
each
night,
day
yeah.
about what's going to happen the next day. And it's always like, you must stay covered at all times.
And
like, no nudity.
I did think it was funny to the people who were mooning on the elevators was pretty funny. Yeah. So,
Mogwai Turner says, drink more water.
Yeah.
Again,
water,
great
water.
Advice. Claire McDonough, don't miss punk rock karaoke.
So
let's
talk about this, Alan.
Yes, punk rock karaoke.
Tell me about the first year, and then let's talk about this year.
Oh, well, first year I sang some Misfits, of course.
And he killed it.
And it was fun.
He killed it.
But the real story was this year I made Jess get up on stage with me and sing some Misfits.
And I didn't know the words, so I was singing whilst reading my phone.
It was awesome. It was awesome.
It was really fun. It's on the main stage.
So, punk rock karaoke, if you're not familiar with that, it's Greg Hetson, it's Darren from Goldfinger, Randy from Pennywise, and Stan Lee from the Dickies.
So cool.
And
so fucking
they have
cool.
a list of songs that you can sing, and you get up and you literally sing while they're playing.
Yep. It was ridiculous. And it's
plus
on
being
the...
on stage with Greg Hetson from Bad Religion and the Circle Jerks. To me, it's like,
we love him.
It's like, it's kind of a dream come true.
I know.
It's pretty, it's
He's
amazing.
The greatest.
Yeah.
And that was the first time I did it. It was terrifying, but incredibly fun. Thank you to all the people who are so supportive, to the people who go up on stage. I mean, every nice face out there screaming along with the words was just so much
fun. That's the
fun
part when you get out there and you're like, is anyone even going to sing along?
I know.
And everyone's singing. It's so much fun.
And I got a moment.
There's just a boat full of people
cheering
you on.
And it's on the main stage.
And just don't be scared to do it, because it is kind of, you think about it and you're like, but then you just get up there and you're just singing to your favorite songs.
It's so fun.
That's all it is. And it's a blast. It's
and
a blast.
That was the highlight of this year for me. I got to sing with Alan and we had a fun moment. We sang Misfit Skulls and we were singing I Want Your Skull to each other. It was quite cute. And we do have, there's a lot of shipmates who are incredibly talented who are also in bands like Dory, what's your band name? Is it Dory and the, I'm gonna look it up. But we have a lot of really talented people who are on the boat who sing. And so Dory is my favorite, who usually sings, and she's rad. And a lot of people got up there and just absolutely... Oh, it's Dory Cameron and the Invisible Monsters. And,
I like that name. That's awesome.
Yeah, they're rad. And Dory just friggin' kills it with her singing. So we just go to punk rock karaoke, check people out. They do a great job. And yeah, it's really fun.
It is fun.
I still feel cool that I
did
it.
It's very fun. Frank DeTank says, talk to random strangers and make friends for life, which
it's
is
true.
Very, very true, by the way.
It's so true.
It's very true.
Shout out to all of our buds. Hi.
Like, anyone you talk to is going to be awesome and super fun.
Oh, God. Well, I've made one of my closest friends, Jenny McCoy. I met her last year at the swag party, which I want to talk about the swag party. She was handing out, she's an amazing artist and jeweler, and she was handing out these rad picks that she had, they're metal picks that she had put SDC 2018. And I randomly got like the one, like
the guitar picks.
The guitar pick, yeah. I got this one and it matches the tattoos on my feet. And we just became best friends and we've been best friends since. I just freaking love her. So shout out to Jenny. And we've met so many incredible people. Like I said, Angel, we love that family. And Scott, and you know, there's so many.
I don't even want to start listing because
I know
forget people.
There's so many people. So just know we adore you guys, and it's true. You do. You make friends for life.
Yeah,
I mean,
for
so
sure.
many incredible, wonderful people that are like you.
Yeah, exactly.
Part of our
it's
tribe.
Fun.
It's our tribe.
It is. Jenny Inoko, bring a tutu and introduce yourself to everyone you see. The people on the boat are the best around. Very,
do you know
very
what?
True.
I'm going to jump on the whole tutu thing. Do you know what I think it is? You wear a tutu and it just makes you have a little bit of extra fun, I think. You put a tutu on me and I'm twirling and jumping up and down. You can't not smile in a tutu.
I bet I could not smile in a tutu.
I bet you would have, let me give you some Jameson and put you in a tutu.
Oh,
I
of course
think
I would have fun. It's not dark enough for me. Tutu's usually bright pink. I need dark colors.
I'd get you a black one.
Get me a black one.
Okay. I'll paint your nails black too. Okay. Jenny Hardy, make all the friends. It's true.
Yep.
Talk to people. Hey, while you're there, like, just say hi. You end up just, we walked onto the boat and we met these lovely ladies from Australia And then you get to see him on the boat the whole time. It's just, I just love it. Dustin Brown, beware of swollen ankles caused by excess alcohol consumption. True dat. It is kind of weird. You wake up and you're like, whose feet are these? And so I think that goes back to the whole drink water and take naps because you get to rest your legs. Because you do get pooped if you're out.
You do. You get tired. Plus, it's tired. In the sun.
And it's hot. It's hot and sweaty. Like
it, this year wasn't that hot, though. The temperature was perfect.
Perfect.
It could not have been any better.
It was very sweaty in Fort Lauderdale when we first got there. Yeah. But then it was absolutely perfect the entire trip. It was... There was only one day that it was rainy when we got back, but that was still fun.
One more tip here, and then I want to get kind of your quick, very quick summation of your favorite highlights.
Do you want me to read it?
Yeah, go for it.
Ashley Williams, when you see food, eat food. I echo all the hydration tips, and remember, it's a marathon, not a sprint.
It's all very, very true.
And they generally have food, like pretty much...
Except for the last night for some reason.
Oh, they didn't have any food the last night.
They didn't have any food.
That was painful. That was painful.
I don't understand. They shut down all the restaurants?
I think before the band start was a little bit tricky because they didn't have food out yet. I think food doesn't come out till right when the bands are starting, which is a little bit shitty.
Yeah.
And so, eat food. Get up. Like, go get food.
Yep.
Like, very important.
Yep, for sure.
And so, okay, do you want me to tell, can I go through my tips?
Yeah.
And tricks?
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Things that I want, like, I have to make sure that I take. Hat, sunglasses, bandana. Alan knows that I have very curly, wavy hair, and when I get into, like, on a boat... my hair goes completely insane. So I just have a bandana on it the entire time. Plus, if your neck's getting sunburned, you know, I love bandanas. Big, big fan. I also bring Liquid IV. That's a great like hangover cure and hydration cure. It's easy. It's like a little like powdered drink that you put into a water bottle. And then I mentioned I that motion sickness patch was just my saving grace on this one.
Yep.
And sunscreen.
That goes without saying.
Better, at least. And then I think we've gone over all the other ones that people mentioned were on my list. And then the last one is go to the swag party. You will melt to death. That room gets so hot. And I couldn't navigate it this year because I was on the knee scooter and it got too difficult. But
so you might want to explain what the swag party is.
Swag party. So there are lovely humans that make custom stuff for this cruise. And they make Salty Dog swag. And it's like usually SDC in the year. And
stickers,
buttons, patches.
Music.
T-shirts. We got this like drawstring bag that we used the entire freaking trip. I mean, just... Cool stuff, or handmade items that people just made. Just the sweetest thing. So you can participate in it. Mm-hmm. So you can make swag and bring it to the swag party, or you can just go to the swag party. I think we ran out of time because of my broken foot. But next year we definitely want to participate.
It's right at the beginning of the cruise. It's probably the best way to meet people. I'm not overly fond of it.
I like it.
I know. And you love, and I think most people do. To me, I kind of get in there and I'm just sweating.
It's a lot of people.
It's a lot of people in one room, and the line to get a drink is ridiculous. It's very hard to get a drink. And I like meeting and talking to people, but everyone's kind of
running around.
They're on a mission to run around and like get all the swag and give all their swag. And, and it's really cool, but I would rather just be like, what's up?
Yeah. Do you want to talk about the first year? I think that was the funnest swag party I've ever been to.
You just disappeared and would come back and throw some stuff at me and then go back out.
So first and foremost, I want to say that they gave me too much to drink. So I just want to say that
They gave you too much to drink.
Well,
it's totally their fault.
You kept bringing me bubbly drinks that were delicious.
It's totally my fault.
That's totally your fault. And then our friend James, I can't remember.
James.
James' last name, I don't remember. James, I'm sorry, I can't remember. But he and his sister.
He doesn't even know our name. He just calls us Utah.
They had stuff they were giving out and they were just tired and didn't want to walk around the room anymore. So I was tipsy, so I grabbed it all and went walking around handing it out and people were giving me. I got so much swag. I had so much fun.
So what you're saying is you totally just jumped in on their hard work that they sweated over to get those koozies made. And you're just like, I'll take the credit.
Guess what? I so did that. And I had a blast. It was so much fun. The amount of swag that I brought back was insanity. So I like the swag party. If you're creative and crafty, that's definitely something. And it's the first thing you do when you get on the boat. Mm-hmm. So, but if you don't like sweaty rooms and you don't need more things.
Go stop by. Like, it is cool.
Yeah.
You do get to meet people, but I got both times I was over it pretty quickly.
And thank you to the people like that gave me rad stickers to put onto my scooter.
That was cool. You got a Thrasher sticker scooter.
Yeah, yeah. And then the guy who gave me the, it's a pirate. It says SDC 2019. It's a pirate holding a guitar. And he's on my scooter now, so that's nice. It was pretty rad.
That's pretty sweet. I just love the Thrasher, because I think I was holding your scooter.
You were, yeah.
And I was, like, kind of a little bored.
Way bored.
And it's like this chick goes, this scooter needs this sticker.
She was right.
This sticker needs to be on that. And I was like, all right, I'll give it to her. Oh, it makes it look super cool. You look like a punk rock skateboarder.
I know. So when people say, how'd you break foot? I'm just going to start telling them that I skateboard, which is absolutely not true.
Well, skateboarding, bro.
Mm-hmm. So that's the end of my list. And have fun.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Mine again, sleep.
Sleep.
Don't overdo it, especially the first night on the first year we went. I overdid it.
Pace yourself.
I was so excited, and I just shots of whiskey, shot.
We drank so much that first
night. And I limited myself, I think, to 2 shots a night, mm-hmm. spread out.
Yes, between foods.
Between food, and there was beer, obviously, but mm-hmm. yeah, but it was not, and I felt so much better. Still didn't feel great, but I felt way, way better. Just enjoy, like, don't be limited to anything, like, go look around. Explore the boat. It's actually kind of fun. There's a lot of cool shit you can see.
Totally.
And just you'll meet some great friends.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cool because it was like a year and a half in between last year's and this year's. So it was extra long break in between. But we still see people and they still remembered us and we remembered them.
It was so nice.
It was very cool because people you don't chat with online. You don't see them. But it's like, I remember you. We're best friends.
Oh, it was so fun walking through. It's very cool.
You'll meet a lot of people.
I know. It was so fun walking through. Like, hey! You know? Like, it was really, really fun.
Very cool. Very cool. So that's our sales pitch for a cruise we have no investment in at all, unfortunately. And maybe they should give us a room for this.
Hey, Flogging Molly. Hey, we'll even podcast on the boat next time.
We'll do a remote. We'll interview your bands. We'll do all that shit.
We will. Like,
just give us a room. I don't even need to be paid.
Yeah. Just give me a balcony room. Ooh, oh, yeah.
Give me a balcony room.
Yeah, we got a room with a window this time, or balcony. Yeah. It was really nice.
I really enjoyed that.
It was so nice. And, okay, so I have a question to kind of end it out.
Okay.
On who should play next year? And I just have to say, first and foremost, please get more women artists on the boat.
I agree. Like, the Bomb Pops. I'd love to see the Bomb Pops
on there. Bomb Pops would be awesome. Mass Intruder, because we were talking about the love. It's basically everything that we talked about. Amiga the Devil, Twin Temple. What other bands would you like to see?
I would love to see Off With Their Heads.
Oh, yeah.
They're like probably my second favorite band right now, mm-hmm. or third. I would love to see Amigo the Devil and Harley Poe, but I don't think it's going to happen. That's not.
Oh, my God. Harley Poe.
Not really their scene. They're more like dark folk music.
I don't care. Can we have a gothy level? Can we do that?
I would love that. How about Hot Water Music?
That would be incredible. And hey,
and the Souls, definitely the Bouncing Souls.
Bouncing Souls, please get back on there. I'm trying to think who has been out on tour that is currently touring.
Did you say Masked Intruder?
Masked Intruder, yeah. They would have so much fun.
I'd be front row for every one of their sets.
They would dominate that
boat.
They
could even walk around and not be bothered by people because they have their masks on.
I don't know how they play in those masks. I don't know how.
I don't either.
And I think Dory Cameron and the Invisible Monsters finally need to have like a stage.
I agree.
I'm just going to say that.
But I agree. I think there need to be more women front, mm-hmm. women headed bands.
Mm-hmm.
Does that even make sense?
Yeah.
I've had a couple beers.
No. Well, and it just made me sad because I would love to see more women on the boat.
Yeah.
And a lot of us were talking about it. We're like, there's not enough ladies on here. But no. I felt like Dory like kind of carried it this year because she kept playing punk rock karaoke, just killing it. Yeah. So I'd love
to. It's not fair. If you're in a band and you're going to upstage us chumps, man, when we get up there.
Oh, no. Oh, and like, then
you're already professional.
Mike Terry.
Oh, Jukebox.
Jukebox needs to be on the boat.
We got to get Jukebox Romantics on the boat. I don't know how you do that.
I don't know, but we need to figure
it out. Fuck, that would be awesome.
If anybody knows
that would be so cool.
Who we need to bother for suggestions or just pass it on, like this little list of
that
people.
That would be awesome.
They would also dominate. They would fit in perfectly, and they're the nicest guys. Nicest guys. Yeah. And they kill it on stage.
I would love that.
They kill it on stage. So yeah. those would be my suggestions. And I loved this boat. It was much cleaner and nicer. I was much happier with this boat than the boat last year. So hopefully, is it going to be the same one next year?
Not the same boat, but the same cruise line.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and then be wary of the hotel, because I was going to say, Alan was getting felt up by the old ladies.
Yeah. Yeah. I got sexually harassed quite a few times, actually.
You really did.
I'm not used to that.
I know.
If that's how girls feel, then I mean, I've always, you know, felt bad that girls have to deal with that. But holy shit, man, it's very uncomfortable.
Uh-huh. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. That was awful. You did get felt up in not good ways.
No,
I'm sorry.
No.
And
especially the old lady at the concierge desk who slapped my ass.
She totally slapped his ass.
It was kind of funny the way she did it, but it was still not okay.
I know. It was just, you just turned to me and were like, she just slapped my ass.
Because it was like, it felt like a coach. Like, because we asked her for directions to a restaurant. We were hungry. And she goes, you can go here, here, here. But it felt like a coach being like, all right, get out there and get some food.
And I was going to say, and I don't want to be just as a heads up, too, if you are a disgusting human who wants to go and touch people on this cruise, just fair warning, you can get kicked off the boat.
You will get kicked off the boat in handcuffs. They've taken off multiple people. Mm-hmm. And if you're a female or even a male, because a lot of dudes were having issues, too.
Yep.
It's safe, because if it does happen, no one stands for it.
Yep.
No one puts up with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, I mean, I don't want to paint with too broad a brush, but it seems like things are different in the metal scene.
Yes.
And in this, it seems a lot, people are a lot quicker to stand up to those people, mm-hmm. get security, and they do take people off the boat or put them in boat jail.
And
it's pretty fucking sweet.
Something that I'm going to be better about this year, because the first year I got assaulted basically by a female. Who I ended up, I don't think she knew that I took self-defense class the week before and I kind of kicked her ass, but.
That chick was very rough.
She was very rough.
That's true.
Scratching and stuff like that. So if someone does do something to you, and this is talking to men and women, because both men and women experience things, report it.
Absolutely.
Report it as soon as it happens, because there was some circumstances that probably should have been reported a little bit quicker. But talking to men and women, you don't get to touch people.
Well, so. I know out in the real world, it's tough. Like if you're at a show and something happens, you don't know if the security is going to take you seriously, if they mm-hmm. even care.
They will on this boat.
They absolutely will. They want to make sure everyone's safe. And I thought that I'm not one to say this, but I thought security has done a great job the both times we were on the
Oh, they're wonderful.
I thought they were great.
They're good guys.
Yeah,
and ladies. Was there lady security? I don't know if I saw any ladies.
I don't know,
security.
But I just remember the first year, our first year, the pit was kind of right by the pool.
Uh-huh.
But there was also a big kind of step mm-hmm. between the pit and the pool. And there was one security guy standing there trying to, like, basically in the middle of the pit, trying to make sure people didn't fall over that stair and hit their heads.
Mm-hmm.
And he did a great job.
Yes. And thank you to the people who, so this year the pool was basically in front of the stage. So mm-hmm. if you wanted to be in front of the stage, you had to stand in the pool.
Yeah.
And thank you to the people who let me come in for Frank Turner and be at the front with one foot in the pool, one knee on the deck, and let me kneel there so I could do that. So thank you to the people who did that.
I agree. And so just kind of to wrap this up real quick, this will be more for the people who were there this year, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
My highlights, obviously, Frank Turner.
Oh, it was incredible.
That was one of my top five shows I think I've ever been to.
It was amazing.
I've seen Frank a couple times now, and it wasn't like when we saw him here in Salt Lake where it was like kind of the intimate evening with Frank Turner. It was a Frank Turner show. That's how I remembered it. And it meant the world. I absolutely loved it. Pennywise, when they closed out their set, they sang Bro Him. Like Flogging Molly was on the stage with them. Frank Turner was on the stage. Basically, all these bands were on the stage, and it was just a torrential downpour. It was something out of a movie.
It was amazing.
They're singing Bro Him, and everyone on the boat is singing along. It gives me chills thinking about it. It's like one of those experiences that you don't have very often in life.
Life-changing.
That it was like something out of a movie. And then my top highlight was singing Skulls with you. Getting you on stage to sing the Misfits with me.
It was so fun.
And even the Michael Graves Pieces of Shit fans were singing along.
Oh my God.
Made me so happy.
And I was going to say, thank you for Alan's awesome. He pushes me to do scary things. Thank you.
Proud of you.
He got
you went on a water slide, too. You never go on water slides.
I hate water slides. And so. It probably sounded like somebody was getting murdered, but it was really fun. It was so fun. And thank you. That
proud
was,
of you.
Those are my highlights,
I'm
too.
I'm proud of you. So.
And it was fun. And if you guys, like, you know, reach out to us if you have other questions about it. But, hey, shout out to all of our shipmates. You guys are rad. Shout out to all the bands. Shout out to Flogging Molly and all the cruise people. So great.
I know. I feel like there's something important that I have not said. That
I know. To say, if there's something that we have totally not talked about. Oh, what?
Can I do a plug real quick?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay. All right. Sorry. I'm on another podcast. Well, so I do my other podcast, my sports podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But a buddy of mine started a film podcast, and he's letting me be on it. So I'm on.
And it's rad.
And it's called Tame Aperture. It's tameaperture.com. If you're a movie buff, you'll probably like it.
Mm-hmm.
And we caught a ghost on the last episode. We caught a voice of a ghost. I don't believe in ghosts.
They absolutely clear as day caught.
And it was a
ghost.
Movie. It's not like a ghost podcast. It's a movie podcast.
No. And actually, as soon as I heard about this and then heard it, my other podcast called Questionables, I will be interviewing both of them about this experience. So that's going to be coming out soon, too. So, yeah, check out all those podcasts. Yeah. They're
TeamAperture.com.
Mm-hmm.
Questionables SLC.
Yes. And then Dog and Deuce.
And Dog and Deuce.
Dog and Deuce.
But more importantly, go over to our website. What is it? Talk Music.
What podcast are we talking on right now?
Too many goddamn podcasts in my life. TalkMusicToMeSLC.com and let us know what you think of this episode and of the show. And we're going to be back. We're going to be doing this more often.
Yeah.
We're going to be more active on the social media stuff.
So let us know if there's things you want us to cover. We would love to talk about it.
And that's the thing. It's hard. You know, when you do enough shows, it gets a little bit more difficult. Like, what do we talk about now?
Yeah.
So
we need ideas.
If there are topics or anything that you find interesting that you want to talk about, if you want to come on the show, we'll have you on the show.
It's fun. We love having people on the show. Yeah,
it's fun.
And if you have friends that are bands that we would like to, we'd love to interview them. So let us know.
All right. I think that's going to do it, right?
Yes, I'm so excited.
All right, go to Talk Music to Me, SLC. We'll see you next time.
Bye, guys.
Oh, my God. Who let you boys out of the State Institute? We better get you boys back in the hospital.
No. It's all right, man. We're from England.
England?
Yeah. That's right. That's probably why we seem so weird to you, man.
England, huh? Well, that explains it, I guess. You boys enjoying your stay here in the good old U.S. of A?
Oh, sure thing. It's a great land.
What the hell is that?
It's all right, Mother. You're from England.
Oh, that figures, don't it?
This has been a Studio B production.